Perhaps I dozed off. Yes, I'm almost sure I did, and for the very best of reasons. I was bushed, but we've already discussed that, so let's move along. I must have slept for several hours. In my line of work, I'm head of ranch security. Have I mentioned that? In my line of work, it's rare that we get a chance to sleep 2 or 3 hours without an interruption. This time it happened, but then it came to an end, as it always does. I heard a vehicle approaching the ranch. Traffic control is an important part of my job around here, so staying in bed was out of the question. My left ear shot up, even as the rest of my body clung to sleep, and soon a stream of data was flashing back from Data Control's massive computer center. Our initial report suggested that the unidentified vehicle was a Liberian freighter? That seemed odd. I mean, a freighter is a kind of boat, a ship. And ships are usually found on oceans, right? My ranch is located in the Texas Panhandle. And if you'll move over here into the map room, well, maybe you can't do that, but if we were in the map room, I would point to a map of the Panhandle and you would notice right away that we have no oceans. We don't even have many lakes. We do have a creek, but it's not very deep, certainly not deep enough for... Okay, it appeared that we were getting garbage reports from our instruments, so it was necessary for me to move into alert stage 2. This required that I lift my head and, most difficult of all, crank open the outer doors of my eyes, which allowed me to, well, look out and see things. I blinked my eyes several times, did a visual sweep of, okay, we were facing the wrong direction, so I went to the huge effort of swiveling my head around to the east, and it was then that I saw it wasn't a Liberian freighter. It wasn't any kind of freighter. It wasn't even a boat, which confirmed my first response to this alert. What I saw was. Have you ever noticed that if you spell saw backward, it becomes was? I found this very interesting. Could it be some kind of clue or coded message? I decided to wake up Mr. Sleep Till Noon and get a second opinion. Drover, wake up. I have a very important question to ask you. He didn't wake up. He mumbled and honked and muttered in his sleep, so I went to sterner measures and barked in his ear. I must admit that I get some wicked pleasure from waking up Drover. You never know what the little mutt will say or do. This time his head shot up and his eyes popped open. Oh my gosh, help, murder, mayday! I think she loves me, but flypaper comes and rolls. He stared at me for a moment.
Oh, hi. I thought you were Beulah. And you just said you were crazy in love with me.
No, I'm not Beulah and I don't love you. And if anyone's crazy around here, it's you.
I'll be darned. There for a minute. You're not Beulah?
No. I've already said that. You're babbling in your sleep.
Yeah, but I'm not asleep.
Okay, you're awake and babbling, which is even worse.
Gosh, maybe I was asleep.
I just said that.
You did? When?
Just now.
Huh. I must have been asleep. I didn't hear a thing.
I heaved a sigh. Drover, please be serious and try to concentrate. This could be very important. I want you to listen to 2 words and tell me if you think they could be part of a secret code.
Okay. Am I supposed to pick the words?
No. I'll pick the words and you will listen. At that point, you will give me your opinion. Now, my lip curled into a snarl. Wait until I give you the words, Tuna.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The 2 words are... I glanced over both shoulders just to be sure our conversation was secure and confidential. We never know who might be dropping the eaves. The two words are saw was. Do you see anything unusual about those words?
I can't see them at all.
Okay, do you notice anything unusual?
Well, let me think.
He wadded up his face and rolled one eye around. I guess that meant he was concentrating.
If a guy had one sawa and got another sawa, he'd have two sawas, I guess.
I stared into the emptiness of his eyes. There is no such thing as a sawa, Drover. And if one sawa doesn't exist, then we can't possibly have two sawas.
I think I'm confused.
I rose to my feet and began pacing in front of him. Yes, Drover, either you're confused or else you take some fiendish pleasure in slowing down my investigations. I'm trying to involve you in my work. I gave you a chance to state your opinion, and what did you do?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Of course you were asleep. You're always asleep. That's one of your biggest problems. But every once in a while, Drover, we must wake up and smell the taffy.
Boy, I love taffy.
I whirled around and drilled him with my gaze. Hush, not one more word. Now listen carefully. Do you realize that saw is was spelled backward? The two words are mirror images. He stared at me. Hello? Is anybody home in there?
I thought it was taffy.
What?
You said I had to smell the taffy.
Forget the taffy, Drover. The two words are mirror images of each other.
Yeah, but I don't have a mirror.
I heaved a huge sigh and walked a few paces away. Was I going insane or was he? I couldn't tell, but at least one of us. I had tried to ask the runt a simple question and somehow he had managed. At that point, I made an important decision. I left Drover on his gunny sack and hurried away, got as far away from him as I could get before he infected my mind with whatever it was. Chaos. Typhoid fever. Make no mistake about it, that's a weird little mutt. Oh, and I decided that the whole business about sawas meant absolutely nothing. It was gibberish. A rabbit trail without a rabbit. On the other hand, we most certainly did have an unidentified vehicle approaching ranch headquarters. That turned out to be a very important piece of information, and it soon led me into unwatered charts. Uncharted waters, I should say. The unidentified vehicle soon led me into uncharted waters. You see what Drover does to me? Okay, now we're cooking. Once I had a strong visual sighting of the vehicle, I knew that it was no Liberian freighter. The clues were everywhere. First, there was no ocean, no beach, no water, no jellyfish. Second, the vehicle had wheels and was moving down the road, which made it virtually impossible that it could be a ship. And third, I suddenly realized that the whole business about the so-called Liberian freighter had been a product of my, sleeping mind, as you might say. And was therefore absurd. I even had to face the possibility that my loony conversation with Drover had been partly my fault. But the important thing was that I had just intercepted an unidentified vehicle as it was creeping toward our ranch compound, and I wasted no time in sounding the alarm. Near the front yard gate, I issued warning barks. When the vehicle didn't slow down or flee in terror, I advanced to the next stage in the readiness procedure. I hit full flames on all engines and went, my goodness, it appeared that a cat had just walked into my path. How sad. How unfortunate. Do you see what this meant? It meant that unless I went to some trouble to alter my course, I would probably give the kitty a plowing. As we say, run over him, bulldoze him. Now, wouldn't that be too bad? I would have felt terrible about doing such a thing, but you must remember that once we go into the full flames procedure, it's very hard to make even the tiniest corrections in our course. Okay, maybe it's not all that hard, but only if a guy wants to go to the trouble of doing it. And I didn't. You know why? That wasn't just an ordinary cat up there. It was Pete, the same little creep who had told me the truth only hours before and had ruined my theory on cats. And now he would pay. He didn't see or hear me coming. I wasn't surprised. See, cats aren't very smart. In fact, they're dumb. But even more important, they often walk around with their eyes closed and their mind on other things. They purr while they walk, stick their tail straight up in the air, and they have no idea what's going on in the rest of the world. What was going on in Pete's world was that I was streaking out to intercept a strange vehicle, and he just happened to be walking along in my path. Or close to it. I had to make a few course corrections to get a good clean shot at him, but that was no big deal. Yes, sir, I got him bulldozed, ran over the top of him, and sent him rolling. As I roared past, I yelled back over my shoulder, "Oops, sorry, kitty, but I'm on my way to Code 3. He picked himself up off the ground and glared ice picks at me through the cloud of dust. I loved it. What a wonderful way to start the day. Yes, sir, I was feeling terrific. But now that I had plowed the cat, I had to turn to more important matters. The unidentified vehicle that was approaching headquarters. I turned all sensory devices towards the front and began gathering clues and targeting information. Green and white Chevy pickup, bearing 2400. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was, but there's more. At that point, I also went into stage one barking. We have several stages of barking, don't you see? And stage one is the, well, the first stage, and maybe that was obvious. But what wasn't so obvious was that we also have a stage two, a stage three, and a stage four. Stage one is the first of many stages, in other words, and we use it to alert the trespasser that he has been picked up on the security division's vast radar network. A lot of times your trespassers will give up at this point, stop the vehicle, and jump out with their hands in the air. And sometimes they don't. When they don't, we know we've intercepted a hardhead, and we move straight into the higher stages of barking. When this happens, things get very tense, and on a few occasions, we've had to go to the drastic measure of shooting out their tires with tooth lasers. No kidding. But this guy seemed to realize that he was in big trouble. As I swooped in and confronted him with a withering barrage of stage one barking, he coasted down the hill and,
"Get out of the way, fool,"
pulled up to the yard gate. "Yes, sir." He knew he'd met his match, and he was smart enough to surrender before we had to do some destruction to his pickup. At that point, you probably think that he stepped out of the pickup. No, that's not what he did. Hang on, and you'll see.